Take us through the timeline of Coach Moore being fired by Michigan and what happened over the course of yesterday up to now.
A little earlier in the fall, there was a tip sent to the University of Michigan about a potential relationship, and that was investigated but did not pan out in a case. They weren't able to get the proper information to make it a credible allegation. So then this week, particularly Wednesday, credible evidence, kind of overwhelming evidence, came out that this had happened, and Sherrill Moore was fired almost immediately at some point mid-afternoon on Wednesday. By 4:10 p.m., the police department in Pittsfield Township, Michigan, responded to a call at a residence in their town. It's just outside of Ann Arbor, for an alleged assault. Moore was later detained by a separate police department in another town outside of Ann Arbor and then brought back to Pittsfield. He was then 8:30 last night and put in custody in the county jail as a suspect in the alleged assault. He remains there today. This is obviously Thursday afternoon. He's still in the jail. An arraignment is expected to come tomorrow, where they will read him his charges. What those charges are, we do not know, but the Pittsfield Township Police say there'll be an arraignment tomorrow that Sherrill Moore is expected to be at. So that is the latest of where we're at on this timeline.
The residence that Sherrill Moore went to, do we know if that is the address of the staff member that he's alleged to have had to be having the inappropriate relationship with?
So we're going to be real careful on what I'm reporting, just because this is a very sensitive situation.
Of course.
So no, we do not. Sherrill Moore's contract with the University of Michigan, but it is a football staffer.